Stefan served on the Long Range Planning Commission since 1999. He was a noted advocate of affordable housing and tourism planning and frequently pushed the Assembly on those issues. He was also co-director of the Municipal Solid Waste Collaboration, which laid the groundwork for Sitka's current municipal waste management and recycling programs. Stefan is also a founding board member of KCAW-FM. No Assembly member spoke against Stefan's reappointment. Wendy Alderson was the only person who offered any opinion whatsoever on Stefan.
I think that he's amazingly committed. He's a hard worker. He's been to more meetings than really almost you guys, which is practically impossible, right? And I just think he's beyond reproach.
Stefan's reappointment was on the agenda for the Assembly's last meeting, but postponed on a motion offered by John Sherrod. Stefan was the lone candidate at that meeting on February 12th. The mayor supported Sherrod's motion and noted that there were now additional candidates and a second vacancy to fill. Last night, the Assembly had in hand Stefan's application for reappointment and an application from former Assembly candidate Mary Magnuson dated February 19th. Mayor Dapcevich consequently nominated Stefan and Magnuson and added a third name unannounced, Tom Gamble, a former tribal council member who now works for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Assemblymember Reber Stein questioned Gamble's nomination. He had the following exchange with the mayor.
I'd like to amend the motion by removing Tom Gamble's name from the list of nominations.
Second.
Okay, first of all, it's a nomination, which doesn't even require a second. You don't remove names that have been nominated. You just don't vote for them. And I wouldn't do that to anybody. I think that's rather rude in consideration.
Well, I disagree. In this case, I don't know Mr. Gamble. I don't recognize him in the audience. Is he here tonight? I do see Mary Magnuson. I appreciate her being here. And she's submitted an application to the clerk, which I looked over and fully support. And also, Stefan's application is in our hands as well. So based on that, I'm sorry you wanted to insinuate that I had something against Tom Gamble. I just feel like from a process point of view, I think the two applicants speak for themselves.
That was Cheryl Westover seconding Stein's motion to remove Gamble. She joined Stein in voting for Magnuson and Stefan. Jack Osmond voted for Stefan only. The votes of Assembly members Sherrod, Kavanaugh, Raffelli, and Mayor Dapcevich gave the seats to Magnuson and Gamble. Near the conclusion of the meeting, Stein motioned to reconsider the appointment, which the mayor ruled out of order. In seeking a vote to overrule, Stein said that he felt the Assembly might have got off on the wrong foot on the long-range planning appointment.
I don't agree with actually how this came about, but I will appeal to the good judgment of my fellow Assembly members.
The vote to overrule the mayor and allow a reconsideration vote split along the same lines as the appointment itself. The removal of Stefan from the commission, plus the unannounced nomination of Gamble, plus the voting alignment led to some heated words between the mayor and Sentinel publisher Thad Polson during a mid-meeting break. The meeting later adjourned automatically after two extensions at 11:45 p.m. before the final official persons to be heard. Polson nevertheless went to the podium as the meeting broke up and requested copies of email correspondence between Assembly members regarding the appointment. He said, quote, "I have an idea that something has transpired here that is in conflict with all principles of open and transparent government, and I would like to see what it is." For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.